I'm ready.
Welcome. So today's lesson is going to be the second half of the flexion lesson, and it's going to deal with the diagonals. Before you lie on your back, though, does everybody know where your hip joints are? Did we do the Michael Jackson? For those of you who don't know the Michael Jackson, he used to put his hand on his crotch, right? Like this. And then where the thumb is, that's where your hip joint is. So it's somewhere between your pubic bone and the outside of your pelvis. And it's more toward the back because we're going to be visualizing that spot. So good to know. And also the shoulder joint, which is easier to locate. So go ahead and lie on your back. We'll do a longer scan than usual. Make yourself comfortable. Your legs long, if you can manage that. And feel to change up your leg position during the lesson, if that's comfortable for you. And for some people, visualizing, seeing their own skeleton, seeing parts of themselves visually in the mind's eye and feeling it kinesthetically is a pleasure and a cinch. And for some people, it's nearly impossible. It makes them crazy. So we're going to be doing a bunch of visualizing. So if that turns out to be difficult and frustrating for you, just take it easy. The same attitude as all the other Feldenkrais, just kind of no big deal type of thing. Just do the best you can and go slow. So we're lying on the back doing a scan. Make yourself comfortable. When you lie like this, the human body shows its skeletal structure. So that is, think of from the bottom of the coccyx to the top of the head is one skeletal line. Think of the two arms and the two legs as skeletal lines. And if you see that image of the central line, the two arms and the two legs, like a children's drawing, anybody would recognize that as a human being. So that's where we're starting. Please go ahead and picture the bottom of your coccyx, the bottom vertebrae in the sacrum, and then move your mind's eye and your kinesthetic sense up through the sacrum, through the vertebrae of the lumbar region, into the area of the thoracic region, which is where your ribs are, going up those vertebrae, through your neck, and all the way to your skull, which is actually your top vertebra. And then run your mind's eye and your kinesthetic sense back down that line. And now see if you can imagine not just the outside surface of the spine that's against the floor. See if you can picture the inside surface of the spine as if you had a finger on the inside and a finger on the outside, and visualize and feel going up the spine with both those two surfaces. Yes? That gives you maybe a better sense of the curvature of the spine, a more sense of its thickness, of its solidity, of its reality. So picture that. When I did this image this morning with Ketu, she immediately pictured a light coming up through her spine, and that took her through the whole lesson. I don't know, maybe that'll be helpful to you. And by the way, as you do that, what are your eyes doing? Do your eyes travel with that imagination? Let that image go. And now visualize and feel across your shoulders, the width from the cervical vertebrae out to your right shoulder joint and down through your right, the upper arm, the elbow, the lower arm, the fingers. Visualize that whole line from the cervical vertebrae down the right side of your arm. And then go ahead and do that on the left side from the cervical vertebrae across the collarbone and shoulder blade down the left arm, and get a sense of those two lines and whether they're the same or different. One longer, maybe facing in a slightly different direction. Make sure you're breathing. Go ahead, let that go. And get your mind's eye and your kinesthetic sense over to your hip joints. And go from the right hip joint down the femur, the thigh bone, through the knee, the lower leg, and all the way to your toes. Get a sense of that kinesthetically and in your mind's eye. How long it is, how that leg is turned. And then on the left side, from the left hip joint down to the femur, the left knee, the lower leg, and out to the toes there. And compare those two. Compare those two lines. We're all one-sided. They're never going to be the same. So just get to know, oh, this one tilts out a little more. That one feels a little longer. And now come back and see if you can see all five lines at once. From the coccyx to the top of the skull, from the cervical vertebrae down the two arms, from the hip joints down to the toes. Can you see all of those lines at the same time? And now, can you keep those lines in mind while you also pay attention to your breathing? The movement, different kind of sensation. Can you feel the fleshiness, the bodiliness of breathing against the background of those five lines, the movement of the lungs? And now, as we start doing some moving, can you keep in mind that visualization we just did of the five lines? So for anybody who wasn't here last week, this is going to be a kind of quick review. It shouldn't be too difficult. We're going to tilt the pelvis and then do a basic flexion like we did last week. So please bring your knees up and your feet to standing. And this is going to be just a very simple pelvic tilt. It's not a lift, it's a tilt. And I'll review the four strategies that we use to do this very small tilt of the pelvis. No big deal, not a lot of movement. Think of it skeletally. So one strategy is you breathe out, you suck in your belly, and that it helps you to tilt your pelvis up. Another strategy is that you imagine your pelvis as a bowl and it tilting up and pouring some water up toward your belly button. Another one is that you press with your feet. You press with your feet and the pressure in your feet goes up through your legs to your pelvis and just into those hip sockets, and it just lightly tilts the pelvis up. And the fourth strategy was that you feel the pressure point in your coccyx that hits the floor, and then you move that pressure point up one vertebra at a time. So I know I'm speeding through this, but it's because we spent a lot of time with it last time, and this is just a review. So once you get that sense, let that go. I want to introduce a little variation of that. Just take a little pause in this position and see what it would be like to use your right foot and only tilt up the right side of your pelvis. Just tilt it up a little bit, come back. See if you can manage to separate out one side from the other. Just if you'd like, you can lengthen your left leg. That might make it a little easier to be clear. You can lengthen your left leg and use your right foot to help you tilt on that side. And see how you feel that up your spine. If that goes diagonally, how does that go up your spine? And then switch it. So you would lengthen your right leg and bring your left knee up to standing. And see how it is to tilt only the left side of your pelvis up. Very lightly. No big effort, just visualizing that the leg up into the hip joint, and that helps you just slightly tilt your pelvis up a little bit. The reason that we're doing this here is this will come in handy later in the lesson. Come back to having both knees standing, both knees up and your feet standing, and see if that has equalized it. Try tilting your pelvis again in this position and see if the two sides feel a little more equal. No lifting, just tilting. Your whole spine stays on the ground. Nothing lifts off the floor. It just tilts as if there's a stick going through through from side to side through the hip joints, and you're rotating around the hip joint. That's what a tilt would be, that you rotate around that hip joint. I think I told you last week, one of the elders spent a whole class just tilting the pelvis. All right, please lengthen your legs, take a rest. See how those five lines are feeling now. if the movement of the pelvis changed your contact with the floor. We'll come back to visualizing. Please, in your mind's eye and your kinesthetic sense, locate your right shoulder. Maybe the right shoulder joint, right? That joint between the clavicle scapula and the arm. And then locate the left shoulder joint. And then draw a line between those two. So that's a line you would feel and a line you would visualize between the two shoulder joints. Now locate the right hip joint. Feel it, it's way down in there, so this may take a little more doing. See if you can locate that. Picture it, feel it. You just moved it. And then locate the left. Left hip joint lying there. And then go ahead and connect in your mind's eye and your kinesthetic sense those two hip joints straight across. Now, please connect right shoulder joint to right hip joint. Of course, that's going to go a little in on a diagonal. It's not going to be a straight line down. Because if you go straight down from the shoulder joint, you kind of end up maybe out on the outside of your pelvis. It's going to have to curve. It's going to have to go be a little on the diagonal to get to the right hip joint. Can you visualize and feel that? It's tricky. And then make a line between the left shoulder joint and the left hip joint. Is one side easier than or more difficult than the other? Can you even those two lines out so that they're both equally clear? It may take twizzying around a little bit. This visualization is so interesting. Just by visualizing, you may find yourself adjusting. And now, connect up all four of those points. So you've got the line between the two shoulders, the lines from the shoulders to the hip joints, and the line between the two hip joints. So you've got an uneven four-sided figure. It's not a square because I can't remember what you call that, but it's a four-sided figure with the two long lines coming in toward each other, a shorter bottom line and a longer top line. And just see that figure in your mind's eye and feel it in your skeleton. Well, not just your skeleton, feel it in yourself. Okay, so we're gonna move back to moving again and see if this helps anything. Let that go, relax your mind for a minute, take a mental rest. Or if you need to move anything, please bring both of your knees up and both feet to standing. And please interlace your fingers and put your hands behind your head as we did last week. And before we get going on the diagonals, bring your elbows close to your face. And we'll do that move that we worked on last week, which is lifting the head on the back. You press with your feet, you tilt the pelvis, that flexion moves up your back, and you lift your head. This is going to be a little confusing for people who aren't here, but what you're doing is you're using your arms instead of your head to lift your head. You're actually using your feet and your pelvis to lift your head by creating a flexion in your back. And it doesn't, for today's lesson, it doesn't matter if this is understandable or not. If it's not understandable, don't do it. We'll just move on to the diagonal version. But for those who did it last week, just come back to this and see if you can remember that sensation of tilting the pelvis in order to press your waist into the ground and use your upper back and your ribs to encourage your arms to lift your head. All right, let that go. Leave your legs standing. And have your right hand behind your head, your right knee up in the air with your left hand holding your right knee. So your right knee is up and you hold it with your left hand. That's it. You can have both legs standing. You don't have to have one leg long here. All right, so now bring that elbow, same, bring the, yeah, that's it. Bring your right elbow toward your face. Yeah, Sarah, grab your right knee with your left hand. That was right. Now bring your right knee, bring your elbow and your knee. It's your left elbow and your right knee. So I'm sorry, your left hand is behind your head. Am I totally messed up? Wait a minute. Stop everything. I get this twizzies my brain every single time. Your right hand is behind your head. Your right knee is up in the air. Your left hand holds your right knee. You're bringing your right knee and your right elbow together. Not touching. You're trying not to touch. You're picturing the lines that we created. You're trying to, what happens to those lines? And then you're coming back. You're repeating the movement. You're bringing your elbow and your knee toward each other. You're picturing the way those five lines are changing so that the line on the right side between your shoulder and your hip is getting shorter and the left one is getting longer. Yeah, you let it go and you repeat that with your mind's eye. You're seeing what's happening to the right side of the ribs and the left side of the ribs. And as you bring them together, what happens if you roll a little bit to the right? Do I need to explain this again? Is this clear as mud? Raise your hand if it's not clear. All right, everybody's, okay, Sarah. So your right hand is behind your head. Your left hand holds your right knee. You're bringing your right elbow and your right knee toward each other, pressing into the floor with your back, and you're rolling a little bit to the right. Right, and the rolling to the right, and then you're letting it go, and you're starting all over again. And the rolling to the right gives you more of a sense of how that right line between the right shoulder and the right pelvis, the ribs on that side close, and the ribs on the left side open. Yeah, this should feel nice. Don't put too much effort into it. It should be a softening of the ribs and a nice feeling there. Let that go. Let that go. Unless you feel like you haven't gotten it, but if you feel like you've gotten it and it's fine, let it go. Lengthen your legs and rest for a minute. And see if the two sides feel different. And those lines that you drew, that four-sided figure, if it feels a little different. So same leg, bring your knees back up and your feet standing. Same leg, but switch hands. So the left hand is now behind your head and the right hand holds your right knee. And you're bringing your left elbow and your right knee toward each other. Again, no touch, very gentle. You're trying to connect up your whole self, your elbow and your knee. You're trying to make a circle. So as you bring your elbow and your knee toward each other, that's it. Your back presses into the ground. You feel like you're creating a circle. And you're using your whole self to create the circle, not just your head and your knee. You're mostly using your back to do that. Very gently, not a lot of effort, visualizing it, feeling what happens in those lines. What happens to the two sides now? If you try to roll to the right, you're blocked. Try to roll to the left. See if that closes up the ribs on the left side a little bit and opens the right side. And stay, of course, in the back of your mind's eye, you've got those lines and the line is your spine. What's the easiest way to bring them together? A straight line, or maybe curving a little around to the side. That's it. There it goes, the ribs. It's the ribs here. We're thinking about the ribs, softening. Very good. All right, let that one go. Lie on your back, take a rest. My intention this lesson, I'll tell you, my intention this lesson is to do a practice where you take in all the anxiety you can gather from yourself and everybody else, and then you breathe out ease. You breathe out just ease. So that's the intention here. Each in-breath, you kind of register your own frustrations or restlessness. And then when you breathe out, you let it all go. So we're going to do the other side in imagination. Not the position. The position we'll actually get into. But once we get into the position, we'll try to imagine the movement drawing on the sensations you had on the first side. So please bring your knees back up to standing, knees up, feet standing. Bring your left knee up and take hold of it with your right hand. Put your left hand behind your head and your elbow up by your face. And now imagine that your left elbow and your left knee are coming together. You're bringing your left elbow and your left knee toward each other. Picture the way and feel the way the whole back starts to round, the way the ribs on that left side start to close. Maybe you roll a little to the left in your mind's eye, the ribs on the right side open. And do this two or three times in your imagination. If you can do it in your imagination first, before you do it in actuality, it will totally change the way you then do it. So you're in the position and you imagine your left elbow and your left knee coming together. You imagine that side folding and turning. And then when you've done that two or three times, go ahead and do it in actuality. And see how it is on this side compared to the other side. Is it easier once you've done it in imagination? See what happens to the lines. Maybe roll a little over to the left as you do it. And then let that go. Is this starting to make some sense? Those four lines, visualizing them as you imagine your whole self making this figure. So bring your knees up and your feet to standing once again. And what did I miss here? So your left, we did left hand holding left knee. All right, so now right hand holds your left knee. And, or is that the one we already did? No. Right hand holds the left knee. The left hand is behind your head. And you imagine bringing your left knee and your left elbow together. Picture the lines we imagined before. Picture how the head lifts, the sternum drops, the pelvis tilts, the spine lengthens. And you imagine the whole circle between your head, between your elbow and your knee. Breathing out as you bring your elbow and knee together. Imagine that two or three times. And then go ahead and do it for real. And see how that is. Nice. Feel the back pressing into the ground. Feel the ease of this move. No effort. Just that it just kind of slides right into this move. And then let it go, everybody. Lengthening your both arms, your both legs. Let's do, before we take a complete rest, just take a little mini rest here. And bring your two knees up and interlace your fingers and clasp your two hands behind your head. And see how it is now to bring your elbows up to your face and lift, tilt your pelvis and lift your head. See if that has made any changes in the way you do this. Your feet are on the floor, your feet are on the floor. That's it. You tilt your pelvis, it moves up your back. Tilt your pelvis up, it moves up your back and it lifts your head. You can have your eyes open to look between your knees. Has this diagonal made any difference to this movement? All right, let that go now. Take a long rest. Feel free to twizzy around. This lesson, I find it tends to be energizing. Kind of gets things going. Give yourself to the floor. Check out how you feel at this point. How you experience the five lines of your skeleton. The five lines of your skeleton as a background for your breathing. The way your spine makes contact with the floor, if it's any different when you work your way up your spine, if you find that different parts are touching than at the beginning of the lesson. Give yourself a little pat on the back for taking care of yourself. Every little bit counts. The idea of working on these lines, of being able to see and feel in imagination, it refines your ability to know what you're doing. It gives you more clarity and specificity, so you know better what you're doing. And this lesson also spreads the effort away from just the shoulders, away from the hands. It engages the whole spine, the whole trunk. And of course, you know, we're always working on these ribs. We're always trying to get access to all the possible movements in the midsection. There's so much possibility there to support what we do with the arms and the hands and the head and the feet. So spreading the effort is a common Feldenkrais theme. And a lot of injuries can be prevented by relieving the emphasis we place on the distal. The neck, the wrists, all that. All right, so we're going to do another section of moving. Let's do this with your legs long. Please go ahead and lift your right shoulder. We were visualizing it now. Just lift it. And of course, you don't know, I haven't said what direction. Lift it so that it's aiming toward your left hip. Lift your right shoulder so it aims toward your left hip. It helps to have your palms down and your elbows a little further out than your hands to do this. So what folds here? Any of your ribs fold when you do that? Now, also add, if you can, lifting your left hip joint toward your right shoulder. So you're trying to make a diagonal line in actual movement between the right shoulder and the left hip joint. You're visualizing that diagonal line that we had set up and trying to move those two things toward each other. We want to do this with the leg long, so it's just the hip joint moving, but for a minute, bring your left knee up and your foot standing and try it with your knee bent and see if that gives you, it's your right shoulder and your left. If that having, being able to push with your foot gives you more of a sense of where that hip joint is, so that you could try it a few times with your knee bent. So you get the hang of it and then lengthen your leg again. And try that diagonal with just the shoulder and the hip joint on the diagonal. Don't do too much of that. Let it go. And now try the right shoulder toward the right hip. That's a different angle for the shoulder. And so it goes straight down, that straight line to the hip joint. And then try lifting the right hip joint toward the right shoulder. So this is a homolateral move. The first diagonal was contralateral. This is a homolateral move, all on the same side. These are all child development things, kinds of movements of doing things, learning how to do things homolaterally and contralaterally. If you want, you can bring your right knee up and try it with your knee bent. I don't think that makes it much easier on this side, but it would be your right knee now. Your right knee and your, because you're be bringing your right knee up and bringing your right pelvis and your right shoulder together. And then lengthen your knee again and just come back to right knee, right pelvis, moving toward each other. Homolateral, all on the right side. Your head stays on the floor. In fact, as you lift your right shoulder, what happens to the head? The head drops back a little bit. It's just the shoulder separate from the head. All right, let that go. Let's do the other side. Rest for a minute. Actually, try the other side in imagination. But rest first. Feel the unequalness of that. Savor. The sensations. And then go ahead and lift your left shoulder. Aim your left shoulder toward your right pelvis. Your left shoulder, maybe, if it turns your head a little, that's fine. That would be the easy move. As your left shoulder goes on the diagonal toward your right hip, if it turns your head, it's no problem, it's good. And then bring your right pelvis toward your left shoulder. And you can try that with your knee up if you like, right knee up. Make sure your neck is easy. And then trying it with your leg long. It's not a workout, it's a real mobilization of the trunk, this lesson. All right, now try your left shoulder toward your left hip. So that's kind of going straight down. And maybe your head rolls which way for this? Maybe it rolls a little towards your shoulder. Make sure your neck is easy. And then go ahead and bring your left hip toward your left shoulder. You can bring your knee up at first. Feel the way that line between the left shoulder and the left pelvis starts to shorten. The line between the right shoulder and right pelvis lengthens as you bring the left shoulder and the left pelvis together. Then try it with your leg long. And see if you can feel your ribs moving on this. Ribs on your left side closing, ribs on your right side opening. Let that go. We're going to do one more thing. With your legs long, actually a couple more things, lift both shoulders together. Both shoulders lifting toward your pelvis and feel what happens to your head. If you don't intentionally lift your head, this is the same thing that happened last week. Your head will kind of fall back if you lift both shoulders and you just let your head alone. With both shoulders together, let that go. Lift both hips together. And lifting both hips together now is back to the pelvic tilt. But now you're doing it with your legs long. Can, after all this, do you arrive at a sense of tilting the pelvis with your legs long? That's just your pelvis without lifting it. You get a sense of your pelvis, the two hip joints tilting up toward your shoulders. And then if we do all four toward each other, this is a variation of the basic flexion. Your two hip joints come toward your shoulders. Your two shoulders go toward your hip joints. Your back rounds. The spine lengthens in the back, shortens in the front. Again, I don't want to do too many of these. Bring your knees up and your feet to standing. Interlace your hands, place it behind your head. And one last time, go ahead, tilt your pelvis. Let it lengthen up your spine. Let it draw your arms together until you're lifting your head and you're in a flexion that begins with your pelvis. Let it go, nice and soft. Pelvis tilts, moves up your spine and lifts your head. Just do 50% of what you can, just feel how doing it skeletally, it can be easy. Avoid just holding it. Make sure you go back the other way and take that little rest between each move. Huh. Feldenkrais's middle name is Rest. Let it go. Between moves, after moves. That's enough. Let everything go. Lengthen your legs, lengthen your arms. Maybe roll your head a little bit side to side, just to make sure nothing has tightened up. And have a rest. Take your whole self in. Take your whole self in as five lines. Has anything changed in the way you feel yourself? From the bottom of your coccyx, up through your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae to your head, spine front and back. Has the curvature of your spine changed? The length, the weight of your head. Feel and see across the shoulders, from the cervical spine, down the right arm, cervical spine down the left arm. How are you sensing that? Those wings, those extensions from the cervical spine, the shoulders. How are you sensing your shoulders on the ground? Probably more solidly than you feel the rest of your arms. Then your pelvis, how is your pelvis lying, the two sides? Feel from the right hip joint down the right leg, left hip joint down the left leg. How are your legs lying? The same sense of length. And then just seeing yourself as those five lines and the four corners of the not quite square, the diagonals between the shoulders and the pelvis, all those lines. And feeling your breathing. Please take your time and keeping in mind the five skeletal lines, and if you want to, then the other lines as well, bring yourself to sitting and standing, trying to keep aware of what's happening with these lines. What happens to the lines as you come up to standing? Once you get up there, walk a little and feel what happens. It's good to take a little time at the end of the lesson rather than just cut off and rush off. it's good to take a little time to walk, adjust to being back in a normal upright posture, in your environment, bringing things with you. Take these things with you. I don't know, maybe during the week you can think about these lines and what's happening as you go about your activities. And that's the end of the lesson.